Very simply, an at-home agent is either a government employee or a contractor who supports a contact center that takes answers and questions and comments with the citizens, and they're working from their home.
And this is a whole new realm, because all of a sudden with technology, people can work at home. You don't have to all go to a center. You can actually do it from your house.
Yes, that's true, and it's more convenient now than it's been, although at-home agents have been in practice for a number of years, both commercially and within the federal government.
And as the title of the paper makes clear, two of the big challenges, one is privacy and one is security. Talk about why those are particular issues in this area.
Okay, well, the reason this got started, this whole project, is, first of all, I am in a shared interest group within ACT-IAC called the Information Security and Privacy Shared Interest Group.
Right.
And we had a number of agencies come to us and ask whether how they would go about setting up an at-home program. And their concerns were that they're taking information related to the general public, name, address, sometimes social security number, banking information, or if you think of a situation like Katrina where they had to actually apply for benefits, and they're given a lot of very sensitive information. And the question was, how do we do this? And that's what we were addressing, is what were the barriers and what are the solutions to those barriers?
And there are a lot. I mean, this is done a lot in the private sector, all sorts of organizations, JetBlue, Comcast, all sorts of different organizations do this. So this is, you tapped into some of that knowledge, some of those lessons learned.
Right. And in the commercial sector, there's a lot of companies that have such a practice in place, and it's very efficient. In the federal government, less so, primarily because you have to deal with personally identifiable information, Privacy Act, FISMA, and other security concerns that the commercial entities do not need to deal with. And that's where the concerns started to generate.
And one of the things the paper does early on is actually define what an at-home agent is, so everyone's working off the same page. And essentially, this is somebody who telephone, email, fax, or even Web 2.0 stuff does it essentially from their house.
Right. It's where the actual human gets involved in supporting the citizen.
And so a lot of these are very public-facing kind of challenges.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So talk about why, and I'm going to break them into two, but security issues. Is it mostly around information security, making sure that the person has the information that they need so they don't get in a situation like we saw with VA where their laptop gets stolen and all of a sudden there's millions of names out in the public sphere? Is it those kind of issues?
Yes, that's part of it, in securing the data that they have locally, although a lot of that concern is alleviated through the use of thin clients. The second part is, in a number of cases, the at-home agent is not using a government-issued computer, but is using their personal computer, and ensuring that the personal computer is set up and secured or controlled, at least at the during the time in which they're handling government operations, that they have all the practices in place and all the systems in place.
And so it seems like, and you mentioned thin clients, almost cloud computing can put the information, if the application is in the cloud, all of a sudden you don't actually have to have the full suite of software on your desktop. You can just connect via the internet. That seems like one of the enabling technologies that can really make this happen.
Yes, that'll simplify the process, make it a lot more consistent from a manager's perspective, easier to implement.
But you also have to worry about the security of the people, making sure that the people you hire are people who are going to do the job that you hired them to do.
Right. And as with any other security program, personnel security is important, as well as physical security. And from a personnel point of view, the agents have to be cleared through the normal procedures, whether it be a full PIV background check or HSPD-12, whatever security clearances or controls they need to put in place still need to be there. Plus, a second factor is in the hiring and training of agents. The agency needs to set up a program through which they can actually interview an agent to make sure that they're capable of working from home. Not everyone can work from home as effectively as other persons. I, for one, am not very good at working at home.
Yeah.
I'd like an office.
Yeah, and some people do, don't they?
Yes. Yeah. And so, and that's one thing. And understanding that and managing it. So managers need to be trained on how to manage a distributed workforce when their agents are not there for them to look over their shoulder.
And it's funny because the last couple of sessions that I've been at, a lot of focus on telework. This is really telework in its ultimate way. People may never come. They may not have an office. They may only work from their home.
That's absolutely right. It's interesting that you drew that conclusion, because the thing we found out as we went through this process is that all these agencies we talked to had a telework program in place.
Hmm.
Yet for some reason, when we start talking at-home agents, they never connected the telework to the at-home agents.
Interesting.
And the telework programs have the practices and policies in place and ready for them.
Is that because they just thought of this as outside of this telework as somebody who only maybe works from home 1 or 2 days a week? This is, they thought of this outside of that circle of policies?
I think that's primarily the situation, is most people think of telework as an employee with an office who's working at home part of the time, or during a pandemic or an emergency or some such situation. They don't necessarily draw the conclusion. They don't think of it as, you know, make the distinction there.
What are some of the privacy implications here? Is it mostly you don't want a lot of this data to essentially leak out?
Well, the privacy data comes into situation for a number of the call centers where they're collecting addresses, names, telephone numbers, et cetera, where there may be a habit for the agent to write down that information on a piece of paper or work in an area of the house where other persons who have not necessarily been vetted by the agency have access to the information. So the concern there comes in that someone's in the house who is going to use that information improperly, not so necessarily so much the agent as someone else in that household.
Are there a particular, I mean, if folks are going through this, are there one or two lessons that you can give folks to do this in an effective way?
I think, yes, as far as to do the at-home agent program,
The
best lesson is to do it slowly. The successful programs we spoke with all start out with a pilot program. They defined their objectives. They refined them over time, and then they implemented it across the board. So a pilot program is very important.
And you don't have to jump into the deep end of the pool right from the start.
And probably a secondary and very important is make sure that your IT folks and your privacy officers, your CIOs, know what you're doing so that they can give you the support and budget in the resources you need.
And make sure you have, it seems like a real opportunity to leverage some of the existing policies, as you mentioned, telework, but also security and the other policies that already exist for these kinds of workers as well.
Yes. And that's exactly correct.
Perfect. Anything else I didn't ask you about that I should have?
Well, one of the things I wanted to point out we didn't talk about, but another reason to implement a program like this, aside from the fact that there's a variable workload and you can reach populations you normally couldn't, is there's a number of disabled veterans returning from Iraq and from Afghanistan who are very highly skilled persons, and they aren't able to go into an office and work 8 hours a day. If you speak with folks from the National Industry for Severely Handicapped, NISH, they can talk to you a lot about the problems these persons have. But an at-home program provides them the ability to put in a productive workday and really leverage that knowledge that they've gained in the normal workplace before they went to war. And in all honesty, it makes them a lot more productive in the long term for us.
And broadens out the pool of workers that you can reach out to. All of a sudden, you're not just tied to people in a physical area.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's very important.